This is my sixth audiobook about cryptids. 1967, Roger Patterson and Robert Gilman reported on October 20th, they have captured a purported Sasquatch on film at Bluff Creek, California. This came to be known as the Peterson Gimlin film. Many years later, Bob Hiramoris, an acquaintance of Patterson, said that he had worn an ape costume for making the film. However, Peterson and Gimlin claimed that they had sought various experts to examine the film. Peterson claimed that have screened the film for unnamed technicians in the special effect department at Universal Studios in Hollywood. The conclusion was, we could try faking it, but we would have to create a completely new system of artificial muscles and find an actor who would be trained to walk like that. It might be done, but we would have to say that it was almost impossible. 2007. In September 16, 2007, Hunter Rick Jacobs captured an image of supposed Sasquatch by using an automatic trigger camera attached to a tree, prompting a spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Game Commission to say that it was likely to be an image of a bear with a severe case of mange. The photo was taken near the town of Ridgeway, Pennsylvania, in the Allegheny National Forest. Today on the news, I heard that they have proven Bigfoot is real, but I still think there's secrets to be solved. My opinion. I think the cryptids are real. From the rumors I've heard, most of them think they're real. The reason why I choose to do cryptids as my project is because I think these creatures are very interesting. I also want to find out many important information that could prove or not prove the existence of these amazing creatures. I really do believe that Bigfoot is related to us, and the dinosaur still walks on Earth. But is it possible that a wolf or something only hunts goat? Why not a deer or something bigger? Wouldn't a normal civilian in New Jersey see a giant dragon-like creature soaring across the sky? Some people think it's a hoax, but I still think they're real. Is it a giant squid already discovered in the depths of the sea? So I certainly think the Kraken is real. Bigfoot walks a lot like a human, so I could be a distant relative or something. The Loch Ness Monster is believed real by my teacher, Miss Duke. She says, I used to live around there when I was a kid, and the picture of it sticking its head out of the water was big on the news at the time, but they didn't have the Photoshop at the time. Remind.